For this prayer experience, we'll be praying with John chapter 21. So open your Bibles now to the Gospel of John chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. For the application of the senses, we'll be going through our different senses, all five of them, see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. So the first sense we'll use is see. As we go through the scripture passage, try to visualize it. Try to focus solely on your sense of sight as you see everything happening before you. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. So you're about to experience how Jesus revealed himself to his disciples in the resurrection. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Now here's what I really want you to see. When it was dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. So try to look off the boat, and the sun is just rising, so the darkness is coming to an end and you're in the morning twilight. You can just begin to see. And as you look onto the shore, you see a man standing there, but you don't know who he is. It's too dark and too blurry. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So you look around now at all the disciples' faces. Some of them look tired. Some of them look frustrated. Some of them look confused. And you watch as together they cast the net over the right side of the boat. And as they do, they were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So try to see this net being pulled in and all these fish being pulled out of the dark water into that morning light. And you see the shimmering as their tails and fins flap through the water. Then you see the disciple whom Jesus loved. You look at his face and he says to Peter, "It is the Lord." And you can see in his eyes, he knows it's Jesus. You can see in his face the excitement and the joy and the anticipation that his Lord is here. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, now watch this, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. You watch him jump over the edge into the dark water and begin swimming to the shore. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with fish. When they climbed on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. So imagine seeing that fire in the morning light on the beach, the embers and the flame and the fish on it and the bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in a like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. Take a moment now in silence and then journal whatever you saw